Hi, I am Henry Reinga, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In this video, we will talk about mentorship, endorsement, and character discernment. Pastor training is important. Credentialing is important. Ordination is important. But none of these replace character. A church should never say, "This person completed a course, so we no longer need to discern readiness." The New Testament repeatedly connects leadership with character. In 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1, leaders are not evaluated only by knowledge or gifting. They are evaluated by faithfulness, self-control, hospitality, gentleness, family life, reputation, doctrine, and maturity. That means pastors and churches have a sacred responsibility. When a member pursues a ministry pathway through Christian Leaders Institute and Christian Leaders Alliance, the local church should not stand at a distance. The church should mentor that person. Mentorship means walking with someone as they grow. It includes encouragement, conversation, correction, prayer, discernment, and practical guidance. A mentor may ask, "What are you learning? How is this training shaping your walk with Christ? Where do you sense God calling you to serve? What gifts are becoming clearer? What growth areas still need attention? Are you becoming more humble, patient, gentle, and faithful?" Endorsement should flow out of that kind of relationship. An endorsement is not a casual favor. It is a statement of trust. It says, "I have observed this person, and I believe there is evidence of calling, character, and readiness for this pathway." That is why pastors should be careful. Do not endorse someone simply because they ask. Do not endorse someone because they are enthusiastic. Do not endorse someone because you do not want to hurt their feelings. Instead, shepherd them. If they are ready, affirm them. If they need more growth, slow the process. If another pathway fits better, redirect them. If there are serious concerns, pause the process. That is not rejection. That is pastoral care. Imagine a church member who wants to become a ministry coach but struggles with confidentiality and gives advice too quickly. That person may still be called, but the church should mentor before deploying. The goal is not to block calling. The goal is to form called people into trustworthy servants. Training opens the door. Mentorship shapes the heart. Endorsement confirms observed readiness. Character discernment protects the church, the leader, and the people being served.